All right. Well, happy Sabbath and happy New Year. It's a happy New Year. So I want to tell you a story this morning about planes. How many of you have been on a plane? Oh, okay. You have not. Okay. So some of you have been on planes. So planes come in all sizes. You have planes. Really big planes that carry a lot of people. I've been on a plane that's two stories high. I went to the back and you had to climb the stairs to get on the second level of the planes. And I've been on really small planes. I don't really like the small planes. They're real shaky. I know Scott over there, he can fly them, but I can't say I trust it that much. So, but I want to tell you a story back when I was a kid. It was right here in Beaumont. My brother, he was 16 years old, and I was 14 years old. We're driving down the road over by Major. We're going past the little airport in Beaumont, and there was a sign. You know what the sign said? It said parachute training. Yeah, they have them at the airport. Well, my brother got all excited. I did not get excited. You know what parachuting means? Parachuting means is you take off in the airplane, you go way up high, and then for some reason, you jump out. Well, my brother thought, that's a great idea. Let's do that. So my brother signed up to go through parachute training. And back then, when they parachuted, They weren't tied to anyone else, somebody who was a professional. They had to go out of the plane by themselves. So he had to go through 2 days of training. He actually had to get my parents to sign off so he could do it. And then he went through 2 days of training. Part of the training was they set you up and they tell you, okay, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. If you're going to parachute, you have to do this. And they would climb ladders, and then they would jump on the mats, cross your arms like this, make sure you go out, you know, a certain way. They gave them the steps so they knew how to be successful. That's what you guys do in Sabbath school. Did you know that? You're learning the steps. You're learning. This is what it means to be a Christian. Well, that's what my brother was doing whenever he was learning to parachute. Then they told him, this is what you can expect when you get up there. See, back then, they'd get on this little plane, and then they'd have to step out, get on a little platform, and grab a bar on the wing and hang there for a little bit. So they told him, this is what you can expect when you get out there. The wind is going to be very strong. It's going to be a little shaky. Expect that. Why were they telling him what to expect? So he wouldn't be afraid. And that's why we can read things in the Bible and it tells you, you can expect this. Jesus says, they treated me this way. Why do you expect different? So anyway, my brother, he went through training. They told him what to expect. Then he got into the plane, and it's a little plane. He got in it. He's got this pack on him, and they start taking off. Now, do you think my brother was saying, all right, let's go. I'm ready for this. Ready to jump out of the plane? No, he's kind of, all of a sudden, you know, he was started getting a little whiter. You know, I'm not so sure about this. I don't know if I want to do that. Well, and they get up to a certain level, and it is way up there. I actually went to see him. I could barely see the plane. Then he saw, oh, you know, well, there's somebody getting out. And my brother told me later, they said, Bart, you know, which that was my brother's name. It's your turn. So he gets up. He scoots over. Now, I remind you, he has to step out of the plane. Steps out onto this platform. Grabs the bar by the wing. Do you think he had a strong grip on that bar? Oh, yeah, he had an iron grip. And he's standing there, the wind's strong. He goes, one, two, three, and he jumps right back into the airplane. Why? Because he was afraid. He was afraid. He got scared. Even though he knew, even though he had been trained, he knew what to expect. When it came, he got scared. And he's sitting there, and then do you know what happens? There were some other people on the plane. So I said, Bart, you got this. Come on, man, you can do this. Come on. They start encouraging him. Start encouraging him. He can overcome this. He can do this. And he stepped back out on the plane, took a deep breath, and he jumped. And the chute opened, and he landed. And he landed right by me. I went running over to the board. Hey, you did it. You know, in the Bible, that's what that does. It encourages us, and it encourages us in those times that are challenging. You know, when Joshua went into the, went in from the wilderness into the land that God had given them, you know, Moses didn't get to go, but Joshua was going to take him into the promised land, right? Do you know what the first chapter of Joshua does? You think Joshua was a little nervous? Joshua was scared, I think, because he now is in charge. And you know what God said? Be strong. Be courageous. In fact, he says, do not be afraid. And he says that multiple times in that first chapter. You know, at the end of the Bible, it says the same thing in Revelations 2 and 3. Keep saying, you know, he who overcomes. He who overcomes. Why is he saying this? He's saying this because you're going to overcome. And sometimes it's going to be a challenge. Sometimes it might be scary. But you can do it. You can overcome. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for each one of these children here today. As they go out into this world, I pray that they do not lose focus on the journey that they have ahead of them, that you will be with them, that you will walk with them, that you will guide them. And Lord, I do pray for your spirit to be in each of them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.